Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation this day is the gospel lesson. You may be seated. You may remember that it was a rather hot Memorial Day weekend this year, temperatures well into the mid-90s. But I had promised my honey that I would attend to her honey-do list. And unfortunately, there were a number of chores that needed to be done outside. And like the rest of us, I really wasn't ready for that kind of heat, especially having come upon us so quickly. And as I was going about the process of shortening my honey-do list, my honey appeared with a rather tall, cold glass of iced tea. It was a large glass filled with lots of ice. And as I took that glass and drank down the tea, I suddenly realized how thirsty I had become. I could actually feel the coldness of the tea as I gulped it down. You know that feeling? You know how that chill comes inside of you when you're especially hot, and then you drink something that's very cold and you drink it rather quickly? That happened to me. Well, what happened to me physically this past Memorial Day weekend can also happen to people spiritually. I was thirsty, but I was not really aware of how thirsty I had become. My body had physical needs to which I was not attending. And people also thirst. They thirst spiritually and frequently, all too frequently, they are not aware of their spiritual thirst. And this is what was happening in our text for today. Jesus was celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the feast that celebrates the ingathering of the harvest. It was a commemoration of God's goodness to his chosen people, remembering his grace during the wilderness wanderings. And in the presence of the physical abundance of food and drink, Jesus confronts his hearers with their spiritual poverty. They are starving spiritually. They are dying of spiritual thirst. Now, Jesus is teaching at this great feast, and the leaders of the Jewish people are challenging Jesus and his teachings. Enraged, the Pharisees and the chief priests send the temple guards to arrest Jesus. But the scriptures tell us earlier in our text, no one laid a hand on him because his time had not yet come. Confronted with the living Christ, the Christ of the living waters, the leaders of the people chose spiritual thirst. There are many in our day who also choose spiritual thirst. There are also many who choose to drink from spiritually unhealthy wells. Now, my honey brought me a glass of refreshing iced tea, which nourished my body and replaced much needed water. But what if the water for the iced tea had been drawn from an impure well? That drink, which had been intended for my health and wholeness, would rather have brought about sickness and, in extreme cases, even death. So many people are drinking from wells that are impure. So many are thinking to quench their spiritual thirst by just gulping down that which will result in spiritual illness and even spiritual death. They are running to the Pharisees and chief priests of this day who offer them cultural religiosity. They have set themselves up as judge and jury on all matters that are spiritual. They are drinking from wells that are encouraging their sinfulness, wells that overlook their shortcomings, wells which approve of their sinful lusts. The drink is sweet. It is pleasing to the palate. But soon the symptoms of ill health are noticed. Life does become painful and bitter. The joys of the moment surrender to the aches of spiritual thirst. There is only one well from which we are to drink, my friends. I am reminded of that famous passage from St. Augustine's Confessions, in which he states, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord. Our heart is restless until it rests in you." In light of this text, we could also say, "Our spirit is thirsty until it drinks from you." Our Lord Jesus provides us with spiritual drink. His word nourishes us. The waters of holy baptism create faith in us. The bread and wine of the sacrament of the altar proclaim his sacrifice on Calvary's cross. And it is there that we see the fullness of his unending love for each and every one of us. Our sins are forgiven. We are reconciled to our God. And we are reconciled one to another. And it is from this well alone, that we are to drink. For it is in the resurrected and ascended Christ, and in him alone, that we receive our salvation. Christ dwells in us by the power of his Holy Spirit, and that Spirit has called us by the gospel to be Christ's very own, to live under him in his kingdom, and to serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. At this seminary, we are preparing ourselves for the pastoral office. Some of us are here to refine skills already in use. But each and every one of us here prays that the Holy Spirit will use us so that out of our heart will flow streams of living water. May you drink from the living water of Jesus Christ, avoiding the impurities of this world, as the Holy Spirit uses you to proclaim Christ and him crucified. Amen. Let us rise.